From the leading personal injury and workers' compensation lawyers of Briskman, Briskman & Greenberg, this is the Chicago Injury Alert.
Welcome to the Chicago Injury Alert. New device would limit teen texting while driving. Texting while driving is a major safety issue for teens and adults. Now, the insurance company Esurance is introducing a program that parents may use to limit their children's cell phone use while they are behind the wheel. The DriveSafe program operates in two parts. One element is a telematics device that can be installed in the diagnostics port of any car manufactured after 1996, with the exception of electric and hybrid vehicles. The other is an app that parents can download onto their teen's cell phone. The app uses Bluetooth technology to track driving habits, lock out certain cell phone functions when the car is in motion, and send parents alerts if teens are speeding or breaking other rules. The program addresses what has become a big safety problem for teen drivers. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, teens are 6 times more likely to be in an accident if they are dialing a cell phone while driving, and 23 times more likely to be involved in a collision if they are texting while driving. Cell phone use greatly reduces teens' reaction times, and the DriveSafe program is meant to reduce the risk. For parents concerned that data about their teen's driving habits may be used to increase insurance rates, Esurance assures that the company will not even have access to the information. Instead, a third party will host the data, which will not be shared with Esurance. Parents will be able to use the program to block certain functions of a smartphone while the car is in motion, such as text messaging, email, web browsing, and the use of social media apps. But teens will still be able to make 911 calls, receive calls from their parents, and access hand-free functions via Bluetooth. Parents receive notifications when teens accelerate too quickly, brake too hard, travel too far from home, drive past curfew, or exceed the speed limit. If teens attempt to remove the telematics device, remove the app, turn off Bluetooth, or power down their phone, parents will receive an alert. The app works best with Android smartphones and with some Windows and BlackBerry devices. The iPhone does not allow third-party apps to restrict iPhone functionality, so the app is limited to displaying a home screen reminding users not to use cell phones while driving. DriveSafe is available for free from Esurance in 39 states, including Illinois. Bicycle lanes are known to help prevent bicycle accidents, and their installation has been a priority for Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel. Now, Chicago's bike lanes are getting national recognition. People for Bikes, a national bicycling advocacy group, has named Dearborn Street lanes the best in the country. The 1.2-mile lane through the city's central business district was recognized for its clear on-street markings, its plastic post barriers, and above all, the fact that bicycles get their own traffic signals. The group said that the bike-specific signals are likely a reason that stoplight compliance has greatly increased and that bicycle traffic has more than doubled. The Dearborn Street lane was dedicated on December the 14th, 2012. Mayor Emanuel's administration plans to have 100 protected bike lanes in the city by 2015. Chicago's Milwaukee Avenue bike lanes also made the group's top 10 list at number 7.
This podcast may be freely shared in its original format but may not be modified or edited in any way. This is an attorney advertisement. Listening and or subscribing to the Chicago Injury Alert will not create an attorney-client relationship. This podcast is for information only and is not presented as legal advice. The hiring of a lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. This podcast is property of Briskman, Briskman & Greenberg of Chicago, Illinois. All rights reserved.